I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. Fraudsters are posing as the National Health Fund in the latest scam making the rounds in Luxembourg. The scammers sent text messages to their victims telling them their CNS card has to be renewed. The messages then invite the victim to click on a link through which the scammers hope to obtain personal data. If you receive such a message, do not click the link, delete the message, and block the number. This morning in Die Kirche, the prosecutor's office requested a life sentence for the defendant accused of killing his former partner in her home in September 2022. During the investigation, the defendant blamed his nephew for the murder. However, during the trial, it emerged the defendant had stabbed the woman to death. The nephew fled to Morocco after the murder and now has an international warrant out for his arrest. The verdict is due on the 5th of February next year. In international stories, the Kremlin has warned Ukraine's leader Vladimir Zelensky to enter negotiations now or lose more territory after the U.S. sent Kiev a peace proposal heeding many of Moscow's demands. U.S. President Donald Trump backs the 28-point surprise plan that would also see Kiev pledge never to join NATO. Meanwhile, Kiev has said it will not accept any deal that crosses its red lines as Ukraine and its European allies scramble to respond. Finally, negotiators were divided today on the last day of UN climate talks as Europe rejected COP30 host Brazil's latest draft agreement, which lacks a roadmap to phase out fossil fuels. At stake is nothing less than proving that international cooperation can still function in a fractured world and delivering a text that nudges the planet back toward the critical 1.5 degrees Celsius long-term warming target, despite the absence of the United States. Turning now to sport. Pep Guardiola said today that the real season starts now, as Manchester City seek to hunt down Arsenal at the top of the Premier League. City closed the gap to the Gunners to 4 points before the recent international break, thumping champions Liverpool 3-0 after Arsenal dropped points in a 2-for-2 draw at Sunderland. Paul Pogba has lost none of his vision and technique despite not playing for more than 2 years, his Monaco coach Sebastian Pognoli said today, as he weighs up whether to hand the 2018 World Cup winner his club debut. The 32-year-old is widely expected to make his first appearance on a football pitch since September 2023, when Monaco traveled to Rennes on Saturday. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, check out rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
The weather this afternoon is partly sunny and dry with an expected high temperature of 4 degrees. Right now, it's still 2 degrees.